this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and you are listening to another episode of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. What's up, Becca?
Hey, it's week four, and man, Peter, whew, I don't want to be him.
Yeah, he's screwing it up big time.
Is he, though? I just think that these girls, I think that this could be maybe the cattiest group, even though, like, they're also the most touchy-feely group I've ever seen. They're always holding each other's hands and, like, petting each other, but then they are, like, all up against each other. A lot of drama in the house.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those, like, situations where they need to, like, stick together because it's, like, all the girls against Peter at this point because whether he seems like a super nice guy or not, like, he's really screwing it up because he's spending way too much time on, like, a specific three or four girls, and he's neglecting everyone else. And I, you know, of course, they're all going to stick together and be like, well, this is messed up that, like, he hasn't spent any time with us and get, like, frustrated. And he's kind of voiced that, like, he's like, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if these girls left, and I wouldn't blame him. It's like, well, dude, that should be a clue that you need to, like, switch things up a little bit.
But I also just feel like this happens a lot during these seasons, and it's just, it's hitting the point, I'm sure, in the season where everybody's getting kind of frustrated and this whole Leia thing doesn't help. But let's start at the beginning where Victoria F., she gets her time to shine. She says, I'm afraid of heights. But then he takes them up in a little plane and they end up going to Cedar Point because they're in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we kind of knew this was going to happen. We saw it in the preview how, and I believe this is the first time in Bachelor history where a contestant has dated a music guest.
Yeah, no, that's never happened before. But it's clearly a move by the producers. I don't think it has any type of, you know, oh my God, it was a coincidence. Someone did some digging. Somebody found out she dated this guy and then threw him into it. And I don't think that he even had, you know, came out and said that he was aware that his ex was going to be on the show. He didn't want to get involved with it, you know, with her specifically. And of course, they set it up so that, you know, she goes on this date with him and then they have, you know, him performing. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, from a show that definitely seems more and more like it's out to get ratings rather than actually have two people meet and actually find a real connection, this didn't really rub me the right way. I mean, you clearly planned this and sabotaged this girl's date. And then expected her to, you just caused some drama for no reason. There was no reason to do that. Yeah, why would you throw a wrench in that date? It's bullshit.
Like you said, so people will talk about it. And that's exactly what we're doing
right
now.
Yeah, but it's a shitty, it's a really bad move to do that. It just doesn't, it doesn't make the show look good. It it's like obviously done for reality, for drama. Like it's done to cause drama. Like, you know, you watch these shows and the girls are like, oh my God, like this girl, she's just go what's her name? Alea should just go home. Oh my God, she's just like this dark cloud. She's drama. And it's like none of these people necessarily want drama. Like they're on here to see if this guy is the one for them. And the show itself causes the drama by throwing this together.
Let's get back to something here.
Stupid.
A lot of the girls go on the show for not a lot of love and more money.
I'm sure it's Instagram followers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a couple in there that are actually in there to find it and see what happens.
The only person who seems real to me at this point, because again, we haven't really gotten to know a ton of them. It's only like 4 weeks in. Kelly the lawyer, I'm telling you, she seems like the real deal. Kelly the lawyer gives me Rebecca Kerfren vibes.
Which one is, I forget. Oh, Cheeks. Kelly. Oh, yeah.
She
doesn't say too much.
She's got a real job.
Yeah.
She seems like she's got her you-know-what together. Yeah, I don't know. There's something very real about her. But anyway, we see the awkward interaction with Victoria Fuller and Chase Rice. Have you ever heard about this guy before? We're not country people. So.
Well, no. I mean, like, I mean, of course, this is why he did it. But I did definitely listen to that song that he played when he was there, which actually isn't a bad song.
Now,
whatever.
I should point out, I was reading some stuff by dated. I think that they
it
just...
It was like one day.
I think they slept together and it was kind of
like... hooked up. Yeah.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And yeah, well, that's why Cedar Point.
Yeah, but that's why he was so like, hey, he's like, you know, hey, whatever you want to do, like, you know, have fun. Like, I already got it. You know what
but
I mean?
Then,
that's kind of what it seemed
like.
Did
you recall when Victoria said, he didn't even want me to come on the show? I don't know. I think that was for dramatic effect.
Yeah, I think that was dumb. Yeah, that didn't really make too much sense.
But then I think in a genuine moment, and again, Peter, there's something... Maybe it's because he's one of the people, like I said, that has a real job. He has a real career. A lot of his reactions are so genuine because he's a real person.
Yeah.
Unlike somebody like a Colton who didn't have a whole lot to fall back on, you know, or like a Nick Viall. When Victoria said, I dated him, he's mm-hmm. like, wait, that singer guy? Like his reaction was, to me, just so legit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm really liking Peter more and more. I know that he's making some moves here and there that aren't great. But yeah, that was a whole lot of drama. So, but on the Chase Rice thing, like if I'm Chase Rice, I'm like, oh, I just gained a whole bunch of followers, mm-hmm. new fans. It can only benefit him is really what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a couple people that like every week I kind of go through this about people that I'm ready to see kind of just go. Like you can kind of start to sense like who's probably going to stay there and who's like ready to bounce. I mean, or should just be kicked off because it's not going anywhere, that at least what we see. I think that in my opinion, I think Cheyenne's going to go pretty soon. She's getting a little too emotional. I don't really...
Well, Cheyenne was the one that like killed it in the football
game.
Yeah,
well, that's great. But I mean, he didn't really seem to care because he gave the rose to Alea. So nobody, he doesn't really care about the football game. I think that...
Did you care about the football game? Did you enjoy that?
I thought it was kind of... Did I like the football
game? Yeah, I mean, like, were you entertained by it?
I mean, like, it was okay. I mean, I feel like it's all very staged. You know what I mean? I mean, okay, yeah, they got some bruises and stuff. But I mean, like, what's going to happen when you play a full contact sport?
I can't believe that they went full contact on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew Tammy was going to be like, yeah, let's go. Because she's, like, really into sports and she's, you know, likes to be, like, hardcore. And I like, Tammy kind of... somebody that is kind of annoying me. I think Cheyenne, Tammy. I definitely want to see McKenna go home. She's just
my Kenna.
Whatever. That's well cool. I want to see her go home because she's just way too emotional and is getting to the point where she is crying about everything. Natasha, I think she's a little too real for Peter. I don't see that going anywhere. I feel like they're already clashing.
Natasha's one of the people who stood up at the end and said, hey, you're the one that's really messing things up.
And I know that he respects that, but I see them already butting heads. I don't think that's going anywhere. I also, I was for Lexi, the redhead at first, but now I'm not feeling her anymore.
She got too much in on the drama?
Yeah, she kind of just got into that weird circle. And I think there's one girl, though, that I still feel is the most real. You said that it was...
Kelly,
which is a lawyer. I think it's Sydney still. Mm-hmm. I still feel like I haven't seen anything from Sydney that doesn't seem
fake.
There it was something in the previews where Tammy kind of goes off on her about something that Sydney said. But I honestly feel like whatever Sydney said was probably coming from an honest place. And
she's
sometimes
the one who blew the lid on Alea at first anyway.
Yeah, she did. And I actually really respected Victoria F for going into Alea's room and being like, just because like she's like, well, why did you feel the need to tell him? And then she's like, well, I didn't think anyone knew. It's like, yeah,
so
you
what
left.
Tony's what you're referring to is the fact that in the episode that Alea had gone home, obviously, we know that. And in the meantime, she was able to check websites like Reality Steve because things are all happening in real time. And this is interesting. I've never seen the show really do this before where they really do lift the curtain back on what happens and how the girls don't know what's happening in the outside world. Mm-hmm. And then Alea was exposed to it. And I'm surprised that the producers let Alea speak so freely about what she was seeing on Twitter and stuff like that.
I don't think that they... I think that she kind of just did it. You know what I mean?
Well, kept it. It's not like they edited it out, so they let it go.
Yeah, because it caused drama. That's why they kept it in.
So, weird turn for Victoria P.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria P is the blonde who is on the other side of the Alea drama. She said that Alea said, hey, I don't want us, I don't want anybody to know that we're friends, blah, blah, blah. Clearly, one of them is lying. And obviously, Peter's trying to get down to it. Victoria P., when he went to go find her after he talked to Alea initially, she was like alone in the like the third floor.
Yeah, which I thought was weird. Yeah.
She was like crouched down. What the hell was she doing?
I don't know. Who cares? I mean, like, it was just like, okay, why is she by herself somewhere? Like, he has to go find her in this weird house.
It's so like, creepy.
I am starting to trust Victoria P. less and less. She's changed her story two times.
She's like wiping Alea's makeup.
But she's, yeah, but then she's also like super dramatic. She's like, I don't even really want to talk to you right now. And he's like, you don't want to talk to me? And
I loved that.
Yeah, but it was kind of stupid because like she goes, like literally, because I've seen it twice now, but it was just like, she goes, I don't want to talk to you right now. He goes, you don't want to talk to me? No, I don't want to talk to you. Okay, well, I'll talk to you. Well, do you want to come and talk to me? Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk then. It's just like, okay, so you wanted everybody to know you didn't want to talk, but you clearly do want to talk because you're going to get some time with him. So let's not play it up a little bit like Victoria. She's also a little dramatic. You know, like, I don't know why I'm being involved in this because you're the one who basically spilled the beans on Alea in the first place and said that she talked to producers and said they shouldn't know each other. Like, come on.
I can't remember the girl. Was it Savannah? Oh, God. Savannah. Some of them, they're just all kind of the same at this point.
Yeah, she said Savannah's she heard something.
Savannah's the one
yeah.
who, like, sipped on her drink after somebody said, well, Victoria P. wasn't lying, and then she took a nice big sip of whatever that was. Mm. So I guess there's more to meets the eye with Nurse Victoria.
Nurse Jackie, yeah.
Yeah. This season's kind of weird. I mean, I'm feeling it. I really am.
What did you say? It was actually really funny. So she was like, you know, so Sydney goes and she meets like Chase White. And she's like, oh, my God.
Victoria.
I don't know why I keep saying that. They look kind of, Victoria and Sydney quickly look the same. But she goes, Chase White, like, Chase Rice, whatever. What is he doing here? And then all of a sudden they walk out of like this building and there's this guy who looks like he's playing the violin and the cello on the Titanic and you're like, Dad, what are you doing here?
It's like all of Victoria's people in her life are just coming out of the woodwork. Oh my God, my ex, my dad, everybody's here.
Yeah, that guy is seriously, he was just ready. Let's play. It's been a pleasure playing with you tonight, gentlemen. We should have one more as the ship goes down.
Have you noticed that they haven't been putting food out? I think that the show's like kind of so woke on itself that people make fun of the fact that nobody eats the food.
Which I never understood. What did they, who's the guy that actually tried the food? He's like, don't eat the food.
I don't remember, but.
Was it Colton? I think it was Colton.
I don't know, but they like put the food out more for effect.
Yeah.
Than anything
Yeah, nobody
else.
Ever eats it. And they have like two sips of their drink and then someone cries. So.
Yeah. So, but I've noticed that there's like no food anymore that's being put out.
True. I will say, I am very impressed with Kelsey. Kelsey kind of came off as like a little bit of a crazy person at first with the Champagne Gate thing.
Yeah, Champagne Gate.
But
Des Moines.
I think when you actually get down to who she is as a person, she seems very genuine.
Pulls the layers back.
She seems
didn't
like
get
she
to talk to dad for 12 years.
When she doesn't
years.
Have all of these girls around her, she doesn't feel the need to be fake and be the prettiest girl in the room. She feels like she can just be herself. And I do feel like, you know, she was also the girl in the beginning of like our first episode that, you know, got sick and Peter came over and, you know, gave her, I forgot what he gave her, like a water or something.
I thought
and
that
she
was
like,
Victoria P.
Maybe it was.
Yeah,
I don't
Victoria
remember. Was
P's
it Victoria
the one
P?
That said
no guy's
ever
been this.
Like
okay. Well, I thought it was her for a second. Well, regardless, like, you understand why she is the way she is. Like, I think that moment with the champagne that she set up. She really wanted it to be like a great moment. And the fact that that got ripped away from her, I feel, is just like brought up a little bit of her insecurity about like, you know, how she views relationships and what happened to her parents. Mm. And, you know, like, I don't know, like her dad got ripped away from her family by probably some woman. I feel like there's a lot of underlying like layers of her that we don't know about.
Her story about her family reminded me. Remember,
that's awful.
Remember when Blake opened up about how his mom cheated on his dad with the gym teacher
or something.
Yeah, the basketball coach. It was like that. It was like, wow, there's some real deep-seated family stuff that you have back home.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see how far Kelsey makes it.
I think she'll do pretty well because I think that she she really has it. I think I can see her and Peter actually taking this further. I feel like when there's no bullshit around, she's probably like a pretty cool girl. Like she really is. Like she, I didn't see anything from her in this date that seemed fake to me. It was like a complete 180 of a person.
And also her date got overshadowed big time. There were these big moments that happened in this
episode.
But
he pulled her aside too. And he was like, look, you know, this is what happened. Alea's back. I really respected her response. It was a very mature response. Mm-hmm. She already knew, I think. Maybe, but she was like, hey, you know, if she is back, then I would rather you make sure that she is the person that you want to or not be with. Because if you choose to be with me, I want to make sure that you've ruled everything else out, that it is me you want to be with. And I thought that was a great response. Like, that's mature. Coming from somebody who a couple episodes back cried about like champagne. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. It was like this 180 of a person. So I really thought she was awesome.
Now, before we get to the breaking news that came out of Bachelor Nation today, real quick, just to kind of put a pin in it. Next week, we have two episodes of The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Monday episode and a Tuesday episode. We're going to see what happens with Alea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, it was also like a to be continued. Excuse me, a to be continued. So
I think Alea ends up going home. I really
do. Oh, no, she's going to get sent home again.
Yeah. Okay, so breaking news out of Bachelor Nation today.
Yeah.
Grocery Store Joe and Kendall Long, the taxidermist,
are pregnant.
Split up. They're done. They broke it off. That was one of Bachelor Nation's like premier couples.
Hey,
too.
You know, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. I gotta go back to Chicago and work on my I gotta do my groceries and my family's supermarket. So hey, Kendall, it was good while it lasted. I'm out of here.
Exactly. He's moving back to Chicago.
Of course he is. He's not an LA guy.
No.
He's not.
No. The produce just doesn't hit like it does, I guess, in Chicago.
No.
But
he's a pizza guy.
I think that Deep Dish Joe could end up being...
Deep Dish Joe.
Eventually, if he's still single after the next cycle...
Can you imagine? This guy is the
As the next bachelor.
Hey, I'm the new bachelor. Like, this guy being like, I got all these girls in this room. What am I going to do?
I know.
Like, what am I going to do?
Think of all the fun branding they can do with bananas and eggplant.
No, like literally, he's like, so everybody's going to try a banana. We're going to do a shot. Like, I just feel like this, I don't know, this
hey,
guy.
There is, it's to love.
Oh my God, dude. We're going to go to Chicago. We're going to see.
You're going to meet my dad.
We're going to go there for St. Patty's Day where the river's going to be green. It's going to be fun.
You can see where Kevin McAllister lives.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the McAllisters. I know him well. No, I like that
we're mixing New England and Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a little bit of Joe from Housewives in New Jersey.
Yes.
That guy.
Oh man,
that guy's a tool. Hey, you know, whatever happens, happens.
I know that this isn't the podcast.
I got sucked into that crap early.
No, but wait, you know, real quick though, he's been in Mexico partying with like women, and Teresa just got another boob job. I'm sorry that this is not no longer.
Well,
Bachelor
no, you know, whoever watches this probably knows that.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Okay, segue.
Yeah.
Italy Joe.
Italy Joe was in Mexico, spotted partying it up. I don't know, how is he allowed to do that?
Well, it's not the U.S.
Yeah, I guess, but still, I don't know. Anyway, and then I read today, and Teresa posted that she got her boobs done. She had gotten a boob job 10 years ago, but she got she got them done.
Yeah,
again.
Did she bring them down a little bit? Because they look ridiculous. Go down a size. When the skin starts to sag on top of the boobs that are clearly fake, it does not look good.
I have no idea. I don't know, Tree. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah, the headline is Joe Giudice parties with women in Mexico. Anyway, okay.
Hey, of course he's gonna party up in Mexico. He's divorced. Like,
he's Juicy Joe. They're not divorced yet.
Well, he will be. I mean, like, you don't party with women in Mexico if you're planning on making it work.
But would you watch The Bachelor if Joe Giudice was The Bachelor? No. Who would you rather see?
Joe Giudice was The Bachelor? Imagine Joe Giudice as a bachelor. I got all these broads here. How you doing?
Chris Harrison, why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, seriously. Get this chick out of here. Get out of here. I don't need this.
Wait, they don't eat the pasta? You kidding me? Whatever. Give me a meatball. Stop breaking my balls.
Yeah, that's exactly. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think.
How many times can we say exactly?
Yeah, I would definitely watch if Joe Giudice was a bachelor. No, I totally would though. Okay. But I totally will watch it if Grocery Store Joe is the bachelor.
Good candidate.
He's a genuine dude. Like, there's nobody more real than him.
Why do you think there was such a backlash when Becca sent him home the first week? That has never happened before.
Yeah. Well, he was probably the most real person on Bachelor in Paradise, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you got to give him credit. I mean, he definitely, you know, him and Venmo John was in that same season.
Yeah. Nobody
parties like a programmer.
Where is Venmo Joe these? Venmo John?
Yeah, dude, he's running Venmo and making millions. He's not doing that at all. He's literally living off the money that he's making, like, and just being a G.
I don't think I follow him anymore. That's what happens with these cycles of seasons.
He doesn't need anybody to follow him. He's unfollowing. People follow him because of his money. That guy's set. I mean, unfortunately, nobody's really going to know. He's not going to know if anybody really likes him because he's a bajillionaire. Anyway, everybody listening to this has used Venmo at one point or another, and you're just making that guy richer. Anyway, well, listen, one thing I want to mention before we kind of sign off is I know that a lot of you guys listen to this podcast. We have a really good amount of listeners. We appreciate you guys for tuning in every week. We hope
Thanks, Mom.
It's not, oh my God, of course. Although my mom does listen to it. She loves it. But
we don't have the same mom, by the way. We don't have it like that.
That's weird. But no, seriously, if you guys enjoy the podcast and you look forward to this every week, I would, you know, you'd be doing us a solid to just take literally 10 seconds, 20 seconds out of your day. I know that a lot of people listen to this when they drive, but if you're in the office or you're on your phone right now, take 30 seconds, just go into your podcast app, the Apple Podcast, and leave us a comment. You know, like the podcast, subscribe to it. It really helps.
Even if you think that we are rambling idiots, yeah. We just want to hear about
Seriously,
it. That's all.
When you guys engage with us, it actually really helps us out. You know, it really does. We like to kind of hear what you guys think so we can kind of, you know, riff off of that. But please take a second, comment, like it. If you like the podcast and you know there's someone out there that would want to hear it, take 2 seconds and send it to somebody.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, and it really depends. I mean, it's up to you to make sure that our daughter goes to college one day.
It's so weird that you throw that in. It's so awkward.
We don't get paid to do this.
So, but yeah, please, you know, like, subscribe, comment. We would really appreciate that 30 seconds. That pretty much does it for this week. So with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.